AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. 5 deaths have been reported in Texas for the latest round of heavy rain. There were tornadoes reported as well in some parts of the state. In the Austin area, emergency management spokesman Lisa Block says they've been busy with search and rescue operations.
Numerous emergency response agencies made many other rescues, so we definitely had a lot of stranded vehicles and people on top of their roofs.
Michael Walter is with Houston Emergency Management.
We had a really dire situation this morning with the amount of rainfall that we received. We had high water in multiple places. We've performed over 130 water rescues throughout the city as a result of the flooding today.
Trick-or-treaters tonight in Houston are being advised to watch out for flooded streets. The Islamic State group claims it was responsible, but it's not clear yet what caused a Russian plane to crash in Egypt. All 224 people on board were killed. That area in Egypt is popular with Russian tourists. The AP's Merritt Kennedy is in Cairo.
Russia's top investigative body has opened up an investigation into the crash for possible violations of flight safety procedures. Russian tourists represent about a third of all tourism to Egypt, primarily to beachside resorts.
A member of the Syrian parliament says the decision to send U.S. troops into northern Syria is an act of aggression. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's all about the Islamic State group, or Daesh.
President Obama has made a very straightforward and simple decision, entirely in keeping with his originally stated policy that we must defeat and destroy Daesh.
Rescuers are trying again today to remove more than 100 feet of fishing line from an entangled humpback whale off the Southern California coast. A team was able to cut away as much as 100 feet of rope and buoys yesterday. The whale was spotted today off the San Diego County coast. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is outlining his plan to improve health care and other services for veterans.
The Trump plan will decrease wait times, improve health care outcomes, really improve them, and facilitate a seamless transition from service into civilian life.
Trump spoke in front of the USS Wisconsin in Norfolk, Virginia. He did not provide specifics, but said overall the changes he'd propose would cost less than the system now in place. In Charleston, South Carolina, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton picked up an endorsement from the International Longshoremen's Association. Clinton says she is a strong supporter of unions.
Those rights are central to building the middle class. And we need to stand up to attacks on workers' rights.
The nation's largest federation of unions, the AFL-CIO, has yet to endorse a candidate for president on the Democratic ticket. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.